Welcome to Zikun Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today was Zechus Nazir, Daf Nun Ches, the eighth parak, Shnei Nazirim. So the three times we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara suggests that there's a Malchokas Hanayim if completely shaving the head is a violation of Hakafa. Two brises discuss the extra word Rosho in the Pasuk of Metzorah. The first says that it teaches a Metzorah shaves his head, along with his entire body, despite the normal prohibition of Hakafa. The second brise says it teaches a Nazir, who is a Metzorah, shaves, despite the Nazir's prohibition to shave. The second tenet seems to hold Hakafa is called Rosh, Rosh Mahakafa. Rounding the entire head is not prohibited rounding. Therefore, the Pasuk must be discussing a Nazir. And the Pasuk comes to override the Losase and Ase of a Nazir. The first tenet holds it is considered Hakafa, and the Pasuk is permitting it a mere Losase in the case of Metzorah. Rava suggests that all Tanaim agree that completely shaving the head is permitted, but the first Tana interprets the Pasuk as allowing even shaving a Metzorah in the forbidden manner, Kagon Shehikif Ubosov Giwach, where he first rounded the corners and then shaved the entire head. This possibility is rejected since Reish Lakish taught that the Torah only allows for a Losase to be overridden when there is no alternative. Point number two, the Gemara says instead that both Tanaim hold Hakafas Kol HaRosh is normally prohibited. The reason the second Tana could apply the Pasuk to Nazir, to override even a Losase with an Ase, is because he already derived the general principle that Ase Docha Losase from the Torah juxtaposing Tzitzis with Shatnez, which teaches, Losil Bashatnez Hagedilin Tasalach, Mehem, do not wear Shatnez, but you shall make twisted cords, Tzitzis, from them, Shatnez. The first Tana, who limited the Pasuk of Rosho to Hakafa, Amir Lav, did not simply derive Ase Docha Losase from Tzitzis because he darshans the Pasuk as did Rava. Rava posed a contradiction between Tzitzis being described as Tzitzis HaKanaf, the fringes of the corner, which implies Min Kanaf, the same type of material as the corner, and the Pasuk of Tzemer Upishim Yachdav, wool and linen together, written near Tzitzis, which implies that Tzitzis must be made from wool or linen. This teaches Semu Upishtim Potrim Bein Beminam Ben Shelo Beminam. Wool and linen tzitzis exempt whether a garment is of their type or of another. Shar meaning Beminam Potrim Shelo Beminam Ein Potrim. Whereas other tzitzis types exempt their own type of garment, but not another type. And pointing with you, Rav said, Meko Adam Kol Gufo Batar. A man may shave his entire body with a razor, and it's not a violation of wearing a woman's garment. He was challenged from a brisa. Hamavir Besa Shechu Besa Erva Har Zaloka. One who removes armpit or pubic hair incurs malchus. The Gemara answers that the Braisa speaks of shaving with a razor, which is prohibited as dressing like a woman. And Rav spoke of one who cut with scissors. And Rav's intent was about cutting like a razor, but not with an actual razor. Rabbi Yochanan says that one who removes armpit or pubic hairs incurs malchus, which the Gemara challenges from a Braisa, which states, Havar seir eina midivrei Torah el midivrei sofrim. Removing body hair is not deraisa prohibited, only midirabbanan. So there would be no malchus. It answers that he referred to rabbinically mandated malchus. Another version is presented on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara suggests that there's a malchokas hanayim if completely shaving the head is a violation of Hakafa. Two Braises discuss the extra word rosho in the Pasuk of Metzorah. The first says that it teaches a Metzorah shaves his head, along with his entire body, despite the normal prohibition of Hakafa. The second brisa says it teaches a Nazir, who is a Metzorah, shaves, despite the Nazir's prohibition to shave. The second tenet seems to hold Hakafa is called Rosh, Rosh Mahakafa. Rounding the entire head is not prohibited rounding. Therefore, the Pasuk must be discussing a Nazir. And the Pasuk comes to override the Losase and Ase of a Nazir. The first Tana holds it is considered Hakafa, and the Pasuk is permitting it a mere Losase in the case of Metzorah. Rava suggests that all Tanaim agree that completely shaving the head is permitted, but the first Tana interprets the Pasuk as allowing even shaving a Metzorah in the forbidden manner, Kagon Shehikif Ubosov Giwach, where he first rounded the corners and then shaved the entire head. This possibility is rejected since Reish Lakish taught that the Torah only allows for a Losase to be overridden when there is no alternative. Point number two, the Gemara says instead that both Tanaim hold Hakafas Kol HaRosh is normally prohibited. The reason the second Tana could apply the Pasuk to Nazir, to override even a Losase with an Ase, is because he already derived the general principle that Ase Docha Losase from the Torah juxtaposing Tzitzis with Shatnez, which teaches, Losil Bashatnez Hagedilin Tasalach, Mehem, do not wear Shatnez, but you shall make twisted cords, Tzitzis, from them, Shatnez. The first Tana, who limited the Pasuk of Rosho to Hakafa, Amir Lav, did not simply derive Ase Docha Losase from Tzitzis because he darshans the Pasuk as did Rava. Rava posed a contradiction between Tzitzis being described as Tzitzis HaKanaf, the fringes of the corner, which implies Min Kanaf, the same type of material as the corner, and the pasuk of Tzemru Pishim Yachdav, wool and linen together, written near tzitzis, which implies that tzitzis must be made from wool or linen. This teaches Semu Upishtim Potrim Bein Beminam Ben Shelo Beminam. Wool and linen tzitzis exempt whether a garment is of their type or of another. Shar meaning Beminam Potrim Shelo Beminam Ein Potrim, whereas other tzitzis types exempt their own type of garment, but not another type. And pointing with you, Rav said, Meko Adam Kol Gufo Batar, a man may shave his entire body with a razor, and it's not a violation of wearing a woman's garment. He was challenged from a brisa. Hamavir Besa Shechu Besa Erva Har Zaloka. One who removes armpit or pubic hair incurs malchus. The Gemara answers that the Braisa speaks of shaving with a razor, which is prohibited as dressing like a woman. And Rav spoke of one who cut with scissors. And Rav's intent was about cutting like a razor, but not with an actual razor. Rabbi Yochanan says that one who removes armpit or pubic hairs incurs malchus, which the Gemara challenges from a Braisa, which states, Havar Seir Eina Medivrei Torah El Medivrei Sofrim. Removing body hair is not deraisa prohibited, only mid rabbanan. So there would be no malchus. It answers that he referred to rabbinically mandated malchus. Another version is presented on the next daf. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf nun ches, and our standard simmon is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, not to be confused with the biblical Noach. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Metzorah, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, was finally released when a man came to shear wool to make tzitzis that can be used for both linen and wool begadim, only to find out that he was chayv malchus for shaving his armpits. Once again, in slow motion. Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Metzorah, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, which reminds us, Rav suggests that all Tanaim agree that completely shaving the head is permitted, but the first Tana interprets the pasuk as allowing even shaving a Metzorah in the forbidden manner, kagon shehikiv ubasov gilach, where he first ran to the corners and then shaved the entire head. This possibility is rejected since Reish Lakish taught that the Torah only allows for a los haseh to be overridden where there is no alternative. So Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Metzorah, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, was finally released when a man came to shear wool to make tzitzis that can be used for both linen and wool begadim. Which reminds us of Malchokas, what tzitzis written near shatnez teaches is that an aseh is doch a los haseh tzitzis can be made from shatnez, or that wool and linen tzitzis exempt whether garment is of their type or another, whereas other tzitzis types exempt their own type of garment, but not another type. So Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Metzorah, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, was finally released when a man came to shear wool to make tzitzis that can be used for both linen and wool begadim, only to find out that he was chayv malchus for shaving his armpits, which reminds us, Rav said, Meko Adam Kogufa Matar, a man may shave his entire body with a razor, and it's not a violation of wearing a woman's garment. He was challenged from a brisa, a mavir besa shechu besa erva hai zeloka, one who removes armpit or pubic hairs incurs malchus. The Gemara answers that the brisa speaks of shaving with a razor, which is prohibited as dressing like a woman, and Rav spoke of one who cut with scissors, and Rav's intent was about cutting like a razor, but not with an actual razor. So once again, Noach Goldberg, the hairy zookeeper Metzorah, who was thrown into the exotic animal cage when he mistakenly first shaved the corners of his head, was finally released when a man came to shear wool to make tzitzis that can be used for both linen and wool begadim, only to find out that he was chayv malchus for shaving his armpits. All right, so now it's time for a four blah blah chazara. Daf nun dal is the simmer, daf nun dal it is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The hairy pasta chef Nazir, pasta chef, that must be on daf nun dal it. Noodles. The hairy pasta chef Nazir was thrilled he didn't have to shave for passing through a base of pras where he touched a kli that touched a maize. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists sources of tumah that a Nazir would not shave for contracting from them, either because their tumah is the rabbanan or because they're excluded. Including the list are schachos and pros, tumah transmitted from canopies or protrusions, a base of pras, a field in which a grave was plowed over and is rabbinically tameh, eretz ha'amin, the land of the nations, which is metameh, hagol of a dofik, the cover or walls of a coffin, v'kelim enogim a mace, and kelim that touched a corpse. So, the hairy pasta chef Nazir, who was thrilled he didn't have to shave for passing through a base of pras where he touched a kli that touched a maize, sat down to eat a bowl of noodles under a canopy formed by a tree branch and a stone protrusion from a wall. Which reminds us, the Gemara defines schachos and pros. Schachos, ilan ha-mesach ha-arts, it's when a tree hangs over the ground, the tomb is under one of the branches, which is a tefach and width, creating an oil, but it's unknown which branch. Pros are protrusions extending out of a wall. Segments of stone extend out from a wall at a tefach and width and length, length, and the tomb is under one identified protrusion. One who passes under one of these branches or stone protrusions is rabbinically tummy, which does not require nazir to shave. So the hairy pastor chef Nazir was thrilled he didn't have to shave for passing through a base of pras, where he touched a kli, the touch of the maize, sat down to eat a bowl of noodles under a canopy formed by a tree branch and a stone protrusion from a wall, during his trip to Chutz La'aretz, where tumma was decreed because of its airspace. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks about the nature of the tumma of land outside of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Ami Mishuma Avir Gazra Leh, did they decree tumma on the land of the nations because of its airspace to discourage people from leaving Eretz Yisrael? Odim Mishum Gusha Gazra Leh, or perhaps they decreed it because of its soil out of concern for unknown graves. A nafkamina would be where one entered the airspace while protected from the tumma of the soil, such as in a large container, which does not contract tumma. Daf Nun Hey, so the Simmer Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The import of hairy speed limit signs, that must be more in Daf Nun Hey. The import of hairy speed limit signs who came to Chutz La'aretz in a carriage, which reminds us, the Gemara brings three alternative explanations in the Machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi Rebbe Yehuda, in the case of one who enters Eretz Ha'amim, the land of the nations, in a carriage trunk or closet, which are impervious to Tumah. So the importer of hairy speed limit signs who came to Chutz La'aretz in a carriage pulled out a sign when he saw a trunk full of utensils whizzing through the airspace over a corpse, not acting as an ohel, which reminds us, the Gemara refutes the explanation that the Machlokas was whether one holds ohel zaruk shmei ohel, whether a moving ohel is considered an ohel, proving the Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is not considered an ohel, for he ruled, in a case of a trunk full of utensils being thrown over a corpse, that they are tameh. So the import of hairy speed limit signs who came to Chutz La'aretz in a carriage pulled out a sign when he saw a trunk full of utensils whizzing through the airspace over a corpse not acting as an ohel, which was thrown by a nazir who was upset that his days of confirmed saras do not count towards his short naziras. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a matzora's days of counting and days of confirmed saras are not counted towards his naziras. Rav Chisda qualifies this. They only taught this regarding a short naziras, but for a lengthy naziras, the saras days are also counted towards his naziras. They do not count for his short naziras simply because the matzora must shave his entire body at the end of his tahara process, and a nazir must have a 30-day growth of hair to complete his naziras. Rav Sharavia challenges him from our Mishnah, and Rav Chisda is refuted on the following daf. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simra Daf Nun Vav is a Shusher and Shul going, Nu Nu. So here goes. The Shusher, that must be more in Daf Nun Vav. A Shusher and Shul going, Nu Nu. The Shusher was agitated by the Nazir Metzor bemoaning his fate, that his days of a confirmed Saras do not count towards his long Naziris, which reminds us, after successfully challenging Rav Chisda's ruling, that the days of a Metzor can count towards a lengthy Naziris, Rav Ashi poses another challenge from a Brice which derives that a confirmed Metzor's days do not count towards his Naziris. If a Nazir declared Naziris in a cemetery, whose hair is fit for shaving at the end of his naziris, because he does not shave for his tuma, in oinu min minyan, yet those days do not count for him, then confirmed days of a matzor, whose hair is not fit for shaving at the end of his naziris, since he must shave for his saras, is it not certainly so? So the Shushu was agitated by the Nazir Matzora, bemoaning his fate that his days of confirmed saras do not count towards his long naziris, told the man next to him to shush, and only list the first and last names of the long list of teachers he was quoting, which reminds us, any teaching from a long line of sources, we say the first and last sources, but not the intermediate names. So the Shusha, who was agitated by the Nazir Metzora, bemoaning his fate that his days of confirmed Saras do not count towards his long Naziras, told the man next to him to shush, and only list the first and last names of the long list of teachers he was quoting. And then he went on to shush another who wanted to learn that a Nazir shaves on a Revias of blood from a Kal V'chomer from an Etzem Kesora. Which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva attempted to learn from an Etzem Kesora that a Revias of blood requires a Nazir to shave. When he presented his argument before Rabbi Yeshua, he responded, Yafa Marta El Ken Amru Halacha. You have spoken well, however, this is how the Halacha was said to Moshe at Har Sinai. The Gemara in the next off explains that since the requirement for a Nazir to shave based on bone tumah was taught as a Halacha of Moshe Sinai, other applications could not be derived from it, even through a Kal V'chomer. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is nose, and we use Pinocchio. So here goes. The puppet show that started with Pinocchio, that must be more on Daf Nun Zayin, nose. The puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirim puppets that he saw one of them become Tameh, which reminds us the eighth parak addresses what is done in a case when there are two Nazirim and someone said, I saw one of you become Tameh, but I don't know which. How do they proceed to bring their karbanas? So the puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirian puppets that he saw one of them become Tame had a funny twist when he claimed that he was off in the distance as the tomb was thrown between them, which reminds us, why is this not a case of Suffolk Tuma in Ushusarabim, given the presence of the witness, which would make them three people? And the answer is, the case is speaking where the aide says, I saw Tuma thrown between you, but was not near them, so it's considered that they were standing in Ushusayachid. So the puppet show that started with Pinocchio telling two Nazirian puppets that he saw one of them become Tame had a funny twist when he claimed that he was off in the distance as the tomb was thrown between them, and ended sadly with Pinocchio's mother shaving his head and then burying him. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses disputes about cutting payas of a minor and a woman's cutting someone's payas. Rav Huna holds that since a kafa is written near the prohibition to destroy one's beard, he darshans, koshi yeshua hashkasa, yeshua hakafa. Anyone who is subject to the prohibition to destroy their beard is subject to the prohibition to round the corners of their heads. Women who do not have the former prohibition are not subject to the prohibition of a kafa, even of a man's head. Ravada holds, echora maki ve'echora nika pamashma. Both the one rounding and the one whose head is being rounded are implied by the prohibition, which teaches that wherever the one being shaved is exempt, such as a minor, it's permitted for an adult to perform the shaving. The Gemara relates how Rav Huna's wife, Chova, who cut her son's hair, ended up burying her sons. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we have machlokes about cutting payas of a minor and a woman's cutting someone's payas? That's on daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do Rabbi Yochanan said that one who removes armpit or pubic hairs incurs malchus? That's on daf Nunchas. Good. Number 3. Which of the one the Rav Chisda taught that the teaching that a Mitzvah's days of counting and days of confirmed Saras are not counted towards his Naziras only applies to a short Naziras? That's on Dav. Nunhei. Good. Number 4. Which Dav do we have in Machlokas? What tzitzis written near Shatnas teaches? One pshat being that wool and linen tzitzis exempt whether a garment is of their type or of another? That's on Dav. Nunchas. Good. Number 5. Which daf is a case of two Nazirim and someone said, I saw one of you become Tameh, but I do not know which. How do they bring their Kabbanis? That's on daf Nun Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf is a question of the Tumah of Eretz Amim is because of airspace or land? That's on daf Nun Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf is one that a Mitzvah would not be allowed to round the corners of his head before shaving his head? That's on daf Nunchas. Good. Number 8. Which daf of a brisa which derives that a confirmed Mitzvah's days do not count towards his Naziras? That's on daf Nunvav. Good. Number 9. Which daf of any teaching from a long line of sources, we say the first and last source, but not the intermediate names? That's on daf Nunvav. Good. Number 10. Which daf of Malchus whether Nuz would have to shave for touching or carrying limbs with insufficient flesh to regenerate? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.